I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Logan State Senator George Logan joins us on the phone this morning. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. But listen, this figure here, $516 million worth of income gone in the state. How do we stop this, or can we?
We can absolutely stop this. I've been saying over and over again, you know, we have got to stop raising taxes. The more we raise taxes, the worse our financial situation has gone. You know, we started an income tax in the 90s. That led to, in 2011, the biggest tax increase in the history of the state of Connecticut. Supposed to solve all our problems. What do we get? 2015, the second biggest tax increase in the history of the state of Connecticut. And our economy keeps tanking. People keep leaving the state. Companies keep leaving the state. Other states that don't have income tax, that are not raising taxes regularly, they're flourishing. We are way behind the national curve when it comes to recovery since the 2010-2011 recession. We have got to go in a different direction here in Connecticut.
Senator, one of the things, and this has bothered me all along like it has my friend, one of the things that we don't do, we don't go in and say, hey, look, enough is enough. And this is one of the things that truly bothers me. I can't, when I saw these figures very early this morning, at first I didn't believe it.
Right.
But you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
what can we do?
Yeah, that's just one state, North Carolina. You know, you're talking over $500 million of wealth gone. What about Florida? What about Texas? What about these other states? And look, Connecticut, I wouldn't be all negative. You know, Connecticut is a great state, right? We have the four seasons. We have mountains and shorelines, and we have lots of history and great neighborhoods. But, you know, I saw a recent report on NBC 30 TV, and it had a local business owner from Hamden named Freddie Faulkner. Mm-hmm. And he said that, you know, the right now taxes are killing me. This is a local business owner. The problem we have here in Connecticut is that Connecticut is becoming less and less affordable for more and more people. That's our problem. What's one of the biggest culprits of that? It comes to the taxes that we pay, particularly when you look at taxes as a percent of the overall income that
yes.
we make in a year.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And the local tax burden, combined sales and income tax, it's just pounding on us, and it's making the state less affordable.
And you know what, Senator, it's frustrating for folks like Brad and myself and you, obviously, when you point out what you said. You hear from local business owners that these taxes and fees are killing me, and there's a significant amount of the population here in Connecticut, you know this,
yeah.
who tend to be Democrat or left of center voters who say, well, you know what? Too bad.
What they say.
Yeah, too bad. You're making all sorts of money, so you should pony up. I mean, it's got to be frustrating.
Well, you know, part of the problem is that we are all suffering. You know, when you talk about tax increases, it's affecting everyone, the wealthy, the middle class, those that are economically disadvantaged. Right across the board, we have to stop raising taxes. Now, we've got a number of legislators. I won't make this into a Democrat or Republican mm-hmm. thing, because there are some Democrats out there that are fiscally conservative as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
We need more people in Hartford like myself, because I need the help up there, you know, to move the state in a different direction. We have lots of candidates out there right now that are talking about raising taxes. They're pushing tolls. You know, they're pushing raising taxes and spending more instead of reprioritizing how we spend our money. You know, those candidates, my own candidate, he's talking about raising taxes, millions upon millions of dollars. You know, we have got to get legislators up there that understand this, that we got to stop raising taxes. That is the way to get us out of this problem. We can't get out of this problem by raising more taxes on those of us that are here left behind. It hasn't worked. We need to go in a different direction so more people can enjoy the quality of life here that we have here here in Connecticut.
Say, what do you think of Bob Stefanowski?
I love him. You know, we have one candidate, right, running for governor, who's talking about lowering taxes. The other candidate running for governor is talking about raising taxes right out the gate. I'd rather go with the guy who's talking about lowering taxes in this day and age, in this moment in time here in Connecticut, than to go with the candidate for gubernatorial candidate that's talking about raising taxes right off the bat. And that's what Ned Lamont is doing.
Senator, thank you. George Logan, Republican Senator, representing parts of Hamden, Woodbridge, Bethany, that general senatorial district. 34 or 35, Senator? Am I, which one?
I'm in the 17th.
17th, I'm sorry.
17th.
You know what it is?
Derby,
that's
Bethany,
right.
And Hamden, Woodbridge.
Hamden, Woodbridge, and all the way up into the valley. A very interesting senatorial district. Senator, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, there you go, Brad.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
but
I've been saying this for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
same thing.
Yeah.
The same thing. And nothing happens.
It's frustrating because I hear, and in Senator Logan, who's a Republican, who's right, there are even some conservative Democrats in the General Assembly who say, listen, we've got to stop. We've got to come up with better ideas because the first idea out of so many people, Brad, over and over again, well, let's just raise taxes, raise fees.
Absolutely. That's the easiest thing to do.
And, Brad, I've said this over and over. I said, I keep saying, businesses are businesses. They're not charities. Now, some businesses, Lord knows you've run into these over the years, some businesses are more charitable than others. Some businesses are more philanthropic than others. But it comes to a point, Brad, and I've had business owners call me right here on this show who've said, listen, I believe in paying my fair share, but it's crazy. Quick story here before you. I was filling in for you one day years ago, and a guy called me, local guy, never forget. He said he ran a small machine shop. I'll never forget this call. And he said, I was getting a little water problem in the back of my shop, in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah. He goes, so I called a contractor. I said, yeah. And he said, I asked him, listen, can you build me a little, like a trough or do something so the water doesn't pond in my parking lot? I want to send it off to a river or a drain. He goes, because my customers are traipsing in all ways. Sure. So he said, Brad, he said, just the permit process, not the actual work, just the permit process, he said, was $2,000.
What?
I'll never forget that. Just for the permits. I said, come on.
That's one of the big problems in Connecticut.
Well, again, I said to him, I said, come on, you're kidding me. He said, Paul, if you want, I will email you copies of everything I had to fill out. So again, he said, listen, I do okay in my business, but just the paperwork to do something like this. He goes, and I'm not talking about redirecting polluted water. He goes, it's rainwater that falls from the sky. I just don't want it in my parking lot. So Brad, just the paperwork before he started any construction was $2,000.
Can you imagine?
He said, and you wonder why.
Well,
he said, do you wonder why people leave this state?
This is why we have to have a change on Tuesday. A big change on Tuesday. There's
now,
no question about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, my friends, coming up to 8 o'clock, and we will be back.
Right here at the Talk of Connecticut, we're 888-574-2723, 888-574-2723. It's the Brad Davis program right here on the Talk of Connecticut.